This is a book review, TikTok style.
It is easy to get sucked into the TikTok void of endless video entertainment and quickly get addicted. But the question is, does it work for author branding?
I believe it is having some success. I've seen book sales go up.
A TikTok trend continuing to be viral on the internet. On this episode, we talk a book talk, authors' marketing strategies, and how this impacts social media as a whole. This is Setting the Trend.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Setting the Trend. I am your host, Kerrigan Knowles, and my very special guest here with me today is my friend, Callie Pratt. She is a WLP major and book lover, which is going to be our topic of conversation this episode. Who better to have on this podcast than her? Because she'll give a lot of information and a lot of examples that we're going to talk about on this episode as we talk about the trends and books that you should definitely check out. So yeah, Callie, I gave you a pretty big introduction already, but say hello to the listeners.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here. Talking books is one of my favorite things to do, so I'm very excited.
Yes, awesome. Very lucky to have you here on our second episode of Setting the Trend. Thanks to all the listeners who are returning, and let's get right into it. So obviously, reading is something that I like to do. I know that it's something that Callie here likes to do. And I think that what I really want to talk about at first is how books have kind of taken over social media, especially, you know, over the summer, and how virtual book clubs kind of came to be, especially after, you know, COVID hit. I know that reading was definitely something that I did during lockdown, the first one, and kind of just talk about like the new age of reading.
Yeah, I think books have always, books predate social media, but I think it's just natural that they came like with social media and with new platforms, digital platforms, in order for books to survive, you know, they had to adapt digitally. So I think it just makes sense for it to naturally go that way. You know, before TikTok, there was, you know, Bookstagram, like on Instagram, there were YouTubers talking about books, like a whole community. There's always been a community of book lovers. And I think it's great that that has happened throughout all of this time. And I think for me, I started getting more into those communities once I hit college, and especially during the pandemic too, I was getting a lot of media about books that I didn't necessarily know about before, but did once I started seeing them a lot on like TikTok, especially.
Yeah, so kind of just going more into detail on TikTok, do you think that it really has influenced what books you buy or what books you check out?
I started seeing books a lot of the time over the summer, especially on TikTok and Instagram. And these were even books that were already like published like years in advance, and I had never even heard of them. But, you know, just seeing how many people were recommending them, and, you know, getting to see them amongst a variety of books and books that I wouldn't necessarily reach for at a bookstore, but because there were so many people like recommending it and just being so enthusiastic about it, that's what made me want to get them. I think my whole bookshelf here at school is full of book talk books, actually. I'm looking at it right now, and I probably have like, I don't have like a ton of books at school just because they're so heavy to bring, but I probably like half of the books that I have on my bookshelf are from book talk because of people recommending them to me.
Yeah, no, that's definitely something. I feel like book talk kind of took over my life during the summer, because You know, once you kind of interact with certain TikTok videos, you get on that side of TikTok. And I feel that over the summer, every time I would scroll, it was just another book recommendation or like five books you should read if you liked this, or an account that came up a lot. I don't know if she came up a lot for you, but Abby's Books was like one of the top ones that came up on my feed because she just had so many recommendations and ratings for either romance novels or like feel good books, which I feel like is what I was kind of really into over the summer. And I just felt like TikTok was such a great way to kind of make the book community like feel like a community again. Like obviously, like if you're reading the same book as what's popping up on your social media, I feel like that sense of community, especially when, you know, the world was still kind of a little off and still is a little off now, but I feel like social media definitely made the community of book lovers like find each other, I guess.
Yeah, I would agree. I think especially for me, like my experience with BookTok, I kind of got onto it because I had proposed to a group of friends I had at school, including you, Kerrigan, about like doing a book club, just because I knew that my love for reading had kind of been on the back burner with being at school and, you know, internships and things like that. So I really wanted to get back into reading more, and, you know, having this book club with my friends and then BookTok giving me like new ideas, like new books that I didn't know that were out there, that really like rekindled my love for reading. And I am super grateful that it did.
At school, we're and like with internships and future jobs, we're pretty distracted during the school year. And you know, reading something that isn't for a class is kind of definitely on the back burner. I know that I haven't really fully read a book probably since like coming to school this semester. At least a book that wasn't for class. But I think that something that I have done that makes social media prominent is that when I still see a recommendation is that I put it on a list so that I will definitely get around to reading it, or I have the book and I just haven't read it yet. Like one of the books that I have really just wanted to read is The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. Like that is still like right on my bedside table since a week before school started, and I have not opened it.
You need to read that one. That one was also one on my list that I did end up reading over the summer because of BookTok, because it would pop, that was like one of the staples of the summer, that book. And I know a couple more, like We Both Die in the End, It Ends With Us, In 5 Years, A Little Life. Those are just some of the ones that are like popping up in my head that were like reoccurring throughout the summer, and I was like, I want to read those now just because of how much I'm seeing them and how much I'm hearing about them. And it's also about like just keeping up with like trends and like with the community, because I mean, when you're a part of a community that you don't want to get left behind, or you don't want to know what's not going on or like what is going on. And I think that's also a part of like social media and why so many people are on it, just because they don't want to get left behind.
Yeah, exactly. I also think that social media definitely upped the popularity of these authors who their books were just trending everywhere. Like I know Colleen Hoover, like It Ends With Us, and I also read Ugly Love. Those were two books that were just like on my For You page all the time.
What's even more funny though is that especially Colleen Hoover, like specifically, she had started her own TikTok because of how many people were on BookTok like talking about her books. So she made her own TikTok because of that. And it's just, it's so amazing to me that like that is a result of how much like people are so enthusiastic and passionate about talking about books, you know.
And I like even going off of that, because I did know that she had ended up making her own TikTok because she had popped up on my For You page as well. And I think that one of her books is actually in the process of being turned into a movie. Like I think that they're gonna start I don't know if it's I think it might be
or a TV show, I think.
Yeah,
like one of those two. Yeah. And
so I started seeing a bunch of TikToks from accounts that were like, this is who I would cast as these characters. And I think that that's also just amazing too, because who knows, like maybe some of those actors or actresses like that, maybe that popped up on their For You page and they're like, what is this book? So then they read it. And I feel like that's the thing about trends, is that they really reach such a wide audience. And it definitely, obviously social media has negative effects as well, but I feel like the positive, especially on book talk, like definitely just got these books to be popular and to kind of reach the right audiences, I guess. And I think that's really cool. So I remember also seeing, I don't know if you've ever read these books, Callie, but The Summer I Turned Pretty. Did you ever read?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I read those so long ago, and I saw them pop up on TikTok and I reread them because I still had the copies in my childhood home at my parents' house. And I just think that that's also really cool, that what you were saying before, like books that were published so long ago made a comeback on TikTok.
No, yeah, like this is something that I took like a publishing class, the master book publishing specifically, and this was something that we talked about in the class, was just how much like book talk helps publishing like as a whole, you know, like the selling of a book, it wouldn't really be possible, or like the success of a book really depends on like how many people are like, you know, putting it out there and like representing it and are passionate about it. And it's honestly amazing how many books, like, again, and there's just so many books out there. Sometimes it can just be overwhelming when you're on your own and you're trying to figure out, oh, like what book would I like to read? And to have like that person on your For You page to pop up and be like, if you like so-and-so, this would be a great fit for you. Like that, it's like it's a match made in heaven, honestly. I know, like, but even like, so even with like books that you, like you tend to, books that you're drawn to even. I know I started reading books that I didn't even necessarily think I would like. Like, for example, I know that we were this summer reading the ACOTAR series, A Court of Roses and Thorns, or Thorns and Roses, and fantasy romance series. And I know for me, I do like romance, but the fantasy side of it, I was like, I don't know how much of fantasy I can do, like handle. But because I saw it so much on my TikTok, and because I know like you had started reading it, and I was like, oh, if Kerrigan likes it, I'll probably like it too. So then I picked it up and I was like hooked right away. And you know, one book after the other, I just went back to Barnes and Noble every week to get the next book. And like that would never have happened if it wasn't for book talk.
Yeah, no, that's how I feel, especially with that series, because when I bought the book, I don't think I really knew anything about it, just that it was trending on TikTok. And I wasn't getting TikToks that kind of explained a summary of it. It was just like, this is a great book. This is like taking over social media. And so when I had bought it, I was actually like very surprised to learn that it was a very, very romantic book, but also that it was fantasy, because I don't think that that's, I mean, I should have known by the title, I guess, but I did the exact same thing. I think I bought them all at one time, actually, because I started reading through them, like the first book, so fast. I think I finished it in a day, and I went back and just bought all of them because I was like, these will go to use. But yeah, especially on social media and just like having that community, especially with everything going on in the world, because there is so much going on in the world, whether it's stuff you're excited about, like book talk, or stuff that you'd rather not think about, like I guess COVID or not being able to read, but you can't really always control like what the vibes are, but you can control the vibes in your head. A pair of Raycon wireless earbuds. I've had my Raycon earbuds for around a year. And whether I use them to wind down, work, or work out, they're definitely my go-to for on-the-go audio. And the new Everyday Earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. With an improved rubber oil look and feel and optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these are impressive before you even start listening. And right now we get three new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best with just the right amount of bass. So Pure Mode and Balanced Mode are great for listening to podcasts, for listening to blues, instrumental, rock, heavy rock, metal. And for the bass mode, if you're in hip hop or EDM or reggae, etc. There's also an all new awareness mode for when you need to listen to your surroundings instead. And they offer 8 hours of playtime and a 32 hour battery life. There's a built-in mic. You can take calls on your earbuds and answer them with the press of a button. So Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good. And they come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. So right now, Setting the Trend listeners can get up to 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/garden. That's buyraycon.com/garden to save 15% on Raycons. And honestly, if you're on TikTok in public and you're trying to find book talk after listening to this podcast, you can use your Raycons to do that. Back to our conversation before, I just think that book talk is definitely something that I hope sticks around for a while, and that I think that more authors and more book lovers are definitely going to be taking to the social media platform to either get their favorite books out there and give recommendations, or to promote their own books if they're in the midst of writing one or it's going to be published soon. So like in retrospect to publishing, like, do you think that this is a good marketing strategy?
Oh yeah, 100%. It will be used to like for marketing 100%. My concern with that though is, because with book talk right now, you get the sense that anyone who's on book talk and who is recommending books, they're doing it out of like pure enjoyment of sharing what they are passionate about. And that's part of why people are drawn to it and why they want to be involved with it. But I think with the marketing side of that, I think if it gets to be too much, there's like that ulterior motive of, you know, getting paid to promote a book. And that's like a little bit of like a downside for me. I just like being able to talk about books like this when, you know, like there's no ulterior motive for me to be like talking about it other than I just love books and I love reading and I love stories. And I think with marketing, it can get a little messy if money's involved. I know that's also, it's also like people that publish books and people that write books, they're looking to make money. Like, you have to make a living somehow. So, you know, that's the reality. So there's like two sides to it, I see. But my personal opinion, I hope it doesn't take like a wrong turn down that path.
I think that, like you said, like obviously making your money somehow, but then you start to wonder like if the actual reviews are really all that positive, or if she maybe read a book that she didn't like but still recommended it because she has a positive platform and gets to make your money somehow. And I guess that kind of takes away like the authenticity behind like a good book, or like book lovers who are just spreading the word because they have no repercussions and just want to, you know, recommend books. But hopefully monetization doesn't really play a big role on book talk for at least a while. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know Instagram used to be like the main book community, I feel like, with like Bookstagram. And, you know, you'd see pictures, like really like well photographed pictures of, you know, book covers, and it was very like aesthetic and very like visually pleasing. And now I just get ads for everything. Like, I think like every third post I get is an ad for a book or, you know, something else. And it's honestly, it just gets tiring when you just get things like shoved at you that, I mean, sometimes I'm like, oh, I would like that. But a lot of the time I'm just scrolling right past it because I know that they're just looking to get my money. And it can just be a lot. And that's why, I don't know, like, I think it's hard, especially for book lovers, to be on social media, just because we love the page, we love the print, we love, you know, the feel and smell of a book that's in your hands. And I know some people prefer ebooks, which is like a whole other thing, but but you know, like, we just love the physicalness of a book. And I know that having it on social media, it is a way to connect. I will agree with that. I don't know. I think it just, it also takes away from like the magic of it. I don't know if that like makes sense, but that's just like how I see it.
No, I completely understand that. I think that while it is good for trend setting or marketing, that ultimately, like, old school book lovers definitely, like, there is something to be said about browsing the shelves for a book that stands out to you rather than going to the bookstore with a book set in mind, because I know that I've definitely done both, but I've definitely loved the feel of a bookstore or Barnes and Noble and like walking down and like looking at multiple books, trying to like decide which one stands out to me the most. And that can be done without any form of social media. So even though the two intersect, I think that they definitely stand alone as well. But yeah, I mean, who knows what the future will hold with that. But thank you so much, Callie, for guest appearing on Setting the Trend. You gave a lot of wonderful points and I really enjoyed our conversation. And I'm really glad you got to be here today.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for having me.
Of course. And to all the listeners that tuned in for our second episode, thank you so much. Return next week for a third episode where we'll be talking about movies and TV shows, what's trending now, and with theaters coming back and being more popular, we'll talk about what you should see in the theaters. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Kerrigan Knowles, and make sure to follow us on Twitter @SettingTrendPod. And we'll see you next week.